We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 now here on a Wednesday morning, 47 degrees. Gasoline prices in Kansas are mostly stable but expected to trend upwards. According to a AAA survey, prices in the state this week are up 1 cent from last week to $2.64 a gallon. Sean Stewart with AAA Kansas says prices have been up 20 cents in the past month.
Now we're about 15 cents higher than we were a year ago. Overall, we always have good news. We're 20 cents less than the national average of $2.84.
Kansas remains the 12th cheapest state for gasoline in America. Stewart says geopolitical factors indicate prices are expected to rise. These factors include Monday's decision by the Trump administration to make the sanctions against Iran's oil exports complete beginning in May.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is creating an advisory committee aiming to ensure every person in the state is counted in the 2020 census.
The governor signed an executive order Tuesday that charged the committee with sparking public engagement in Kansas ahead of the official count. The census dictates the amount of federal funds for 55 federal programs in Kansas. It also determines the number of U.S. House members representing the state and the redrawing of boundaries for Kansas legislative districts. Kelly appointed Brian McClendon, a University of Kansas professor and former executive at Google, to co-chair the committee along with Dodge City Commissioner Joyce Warsaw. Kansas stands to lose $1,500 in federal funds annually for 10 years for every person not counted in the census. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council heard a report about domestic and sexual violence in the community.
The Wichita Police Department, Sedgwick County, and the City of Wichita were among the 12 groups who participated in the audit. They looked at ways to improve procedures and communication and provide more protections to victims of domestic or sexual violence as they navigate the judicial process. Mayor Jeff Longwell was pleased with the work done thus far, but added that more needs to be done.
So we're addressing a lot of the other issues, and that's outstanding. I would love to hear some follow-up in the near future of how potentially we're working with our neighbors to address some of those.
The city and Wichita police are working to increase staff and add more training. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police busted a burglary suspect after a break-in at Barney's Discount Drugs in the 3100 block of West Central.
When officers arrived, they began checking the building and they found forced entry into a metal door of the business and observed property from the business stacked by the door. While they were on scene, Shepard exited the business and was taken into custody without incident and later booked into jail.
Officer Charlie Davidson identifies that suspect as Mark Shepard, the 40-year-old man facing charges of burglary, theft, criminal damage, and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
The Topeka Zoo is investigating its animal handling protocols after a Sumatran tiger seriously injured a veteran zookeeper, and its director acknowledges that human error probably led to the attack. The Topeka Zoo has 100% confidence that no problem with the tiger's enclosure caused the attack. Saturday on 40-year-old Kristen Hayden Ortega, according to Director Brandon Wiley. Hayden Ortega remains hospitalized for her injuries but is now out of intensive care.
President Trump is traveling, part of the ongoing battle against opioid abuse.
The president flies to Atlanta today and will be the headliner speaker at the Prescription Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit. The president has made fighting the nation's epidemic abuse of opioid pain medication a top public health priority. Key speakers include not only the nation's leading public health professionals, but also law enforcement. Some 3,000 people are expected to attend the event. The First Lady will accompany the president on this trip. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A group that took up arms on its own to patrol the border in New Mexico has been asked to leave private property.
The United Constitutional Patriots packed their equipment in trailers and left the campsite at the request of local police and the Union Pacific Railroad. But the group says its plan is to move to a nearby location, reestablish camp, and continue border patrols. Union Pacific says the group crossed its property to get to their former location and demanded they be moved to prevent further trespassing. The armed group also suffered a setback when its leader, Larry Hopkins, faced firearms charges after a weekend arrest. The group has been criticized after video surfaced of them acting to stop illegal immigrants on their own. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A rideshare driver is charged with trying to sexually assault a passenger in Washington state.
The case is eerily similar to the one in Columbia, South Carolina last month, where 21-year-old college student Samantha Josephson was murdered after getting into a car she thought was her Uber ride. This time, police in the Seattle suburb of Bellevue say the victim had ordered a rideshare vehicle to return to her Seattle hotel, but she accidentally got into a rideshare vehicle that wasn't hers and fell asleep. The woman tells police she woke up to find she'd been handcuffed with a suspect trying to rape her. She managed to fight him off and escape. Kasam Kashir is now in custody. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Tax preparer H&R Block says its co-founder, Henry Block, has died at the age of 96. He died Tuesday at St. Luke's Hospice in Kansas City. He founded H&R Block in 1955 in the city with his brother Richard to take advantage of the vacuum left as the Internal Revenue Service stopped providing free income tax return service. Richard Block died in 2004. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover will gradually break up across south central Kansas. We become partly cloudy with some sunshine this afternoon. Our high 71. It'll be clear, 50 overnight, then windy tomorrow with a high 74. Friday, 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist, calm and 47 degrees. 7:37 now. Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Got a nice rain across Kansas Tuesday. It just didn't last long, but it was very nice, especially in the Riverside area where I live and across Wichita. High temperature was only 58 degrees. Normal high for the date is 70, and that's what we had Monday. We had 70 for high. 7:38 now, Steve and Ted. So much for the image of the laid-back Southern Californians chilling out along the coast, enjoying water sports and awesome sunsets. A man has been convicted of assault for hitting a surfer with his paddleboard.
Dude.
In an argument over a wave. Paul Conan was convicted earlier this month in San Diego and could now face up to 7 years in prison. Prosecutors say Conan attacked surfer Kevin Eslinger last June at Sunset Cliffs in the dispute over a wave, causing injury so severe Eslinger suffered brain damage and still has speech problems.
Oh my God.
Me hit him with that paddleboard pretty hard.
I hope that was worth it.
Well, Conan argued unsuccessfully that he acted in self-defense. Apparently, the judge and jury didn't buy all that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
7:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. One of the stories that we've been talking about this morning is the bunny fighter. The video just went viral. Some guy in a bunny suit saw this couple fighting, so he jumped in on behalf of the woman, in his bunny suit and just started wailing on this guy there on the ground. You've seen it, I'm sure, Ted. But now we find out that the guy in the bunny suit was wanted for armed robbery. After the cops figured out who he was from watching the video, They figured out, hey, isn't that guy that robbed the... Oh, yeah. So they picked him up. And that's always something. And destroying your image of the...
Name, Cottontail, Peter.
Yeah, Peter.
Number 84801.
I like to see the mugshot where they have him in the little bunny head or what. But, caution, if children out there see that video of the bunny wailing on the guy, that's not the real Easter Bunny.
The real Easter Bunny,
as I understand, the real Easter Bunny is rather mild and cheerful little fluffy fellow.
And is very busy this time of year.
Busy.
Doesn't have time
with eggs
and deal with bad things.
Things like that. The bunny fighter. Also, the story out of Houston, the dress code for parents. The certain things that parents shouldn't be wearing to the high school. And it just apparently... if kids today don't know how to dress, look at their parents. Some of them, they're banning things like pajama pants. This is something that I have a little problem in. There are a lot of people in this town and around, it's not just Wichita. They'll wear these pajama pants out in public. And I've got a couple of pairs of those things. I don't even wear them at home. They're too tacky. But apparently that is now the accepted costume for people in public.
Don't you think somebody's going to sue that school district?
Oh, yeah, they are. That's because that's... discrimination.
Yeah.
I
can wear whatever I want.
You got a freedom to be a
you
slob.
You can't ban me from this school.
You got a freedom to be a slob in this country if you want to. And they're talking about also parents coming in with their pants down around their ankles and, and the whole thing. And
Where does that fall? I mean, there's no shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah.
That I guess that holds up.
I guess.
Sometimes you still see that sign at restaurants.
Well, again, Americans, I think sometimes, of course, we do have our rights, and they're outlined in the Constitution and all this, but people sometimes, I got a right to do anything I darn well please. And it's true, you can. Suffer the consequences. People won't take you seriously, you know, and you just you turn into a public clown out there.
Yeah, people won't take you seriously. Schools will tell you to, you know, go home. Get out of here.
Get out of here. We don't want you around here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what the dress code was at Capen when you went to school there, Ted, but at West, when I was at school, no miniskirts. I mean, they had miniskirts, but they couldn't be a certain length. They had to be a certain length, you know. So
not so many miniskirts.
Guys' hairdos, you couldn't have them down over the collar. You had them trimmed up. You know, it's just, they were pretty strict about that stuff. But that's years and years and years ago. How about you? Anything at Capen? I mean, you guys had uniforms.
Sure.
Did you have uniforms?
Oh, we had uniforms.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, which, and if they, people talk about uniforms, I think that kind of eliminates all that stuff if everybody has a uniform. That's the idea. But dress codes.
But then I'm not allowed to be a free American if somebody's putting the hammer on me to tell me what I have to wear.
I'll tell you what, if people just stop and think about it, you're pretty free to just do about anything you want in this country within the law. And don't get too excited about freedom to express yourself. I mean, that's the way I look at it anyway. 7:42, Steve and Ted. Little soapbox for you this morning. And 7:42. Oh, we got Bill Roy coming up. Editor of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about 737 troubles and Boeing stock. Hey, it's time for our Prairie Fire coffee break.
It's that time.
On KNSS, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get Prairie Fire coffee at your office, just like Steve and Ted, by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
Bill Roy on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.